I'm Charlotte Wilder, filling in for Bill Littlefield, and it's time to talk about this week's news with Charlie Pierce. Hello, Charlie.
Hi, Charlotte.
Joel Embiid is back. The Philadelphia 76ers star played for the first time in a month after he broke his face on teammate Markel Fultz in the regular season. Is this ex-GM Sam Hinkie's the process, dare we say it, working?
Well, I mean, if you tank for 4 or 5 years and you don't draft dead people, your team will get better. Okay, this is not something Sam Hinkie invented.
Charlie, tell me how you really feel.
But Joel Embiid has been a star in the making since he was a freshman at Kansas.
Yeah.
He's enormously talented. He just hasn't had any luck.
Yeah.
I mean, all he did the whole time he was injured was complain about it.
Do you follow him on social media?
Oh, of course, yeah.
I love it. I love it so much. He just sort of rips into everybody. And even the Sixers, when he posted something on his Instagram story that said, "I'm tired of being bleeping babied."
Yes.
The Sixers were just like,
"You broke your face, dude."
Yeah.
You know?
They were also like, "Well, that's
nobody's
Joel
babying you."
So here we go. The Rockets beat the Timberwolves on Wednesday night, but James Harden only made 2 of his 18 shots. Should they be worried?
He's certainly not. He said, you know, he'll be back. You know, it's one of those nights where you wonder, you know, why did you take the 15th shot? You know, you're already 2 for 4.
Just take
yourself
out.
You're already 2 for 14. Do other stuff until you're feeling better.
He did play some defense, too,
yes,
which was nice. The Celtics' Terry Rozier called the Bucks guard Eric Bledsoe Drew during a news conference, which is some incredible shade after the Celtics beat the Bucks in game 1 of the playoffs. And Bledsoe said, "I don't even know who the bleep that is," when he was asked about Rozier. I think basketball drama is the best drama, and I kind of hope they keep it going.
That, first of all, that is really deep shade, because you've got to remember, I don't know how old Terry Rozier was when Drew Bledsoe played quarterback,
right,
for the Patriots. And then, of course, for Bledsoe to come back saying, "I don't even know who he is," well, I mean, I can understand that, because he didn't see very much of him as Terry Rozier was blowing by him in the first 2 games.
Right. Calling someone the wrong name, I think, is one of the sneaky sort of most disrespectful things you can do.
Uh-huh.
Did you ever watch Bruno Sammartino wrestle?
Yes, I did. That was back in the black and white era of professional wrestling with Chief J. Strongbow,
yeah,
and Professor Turo Tanaka. Yeah, he was the first real superstar wrestler of my lifetime. I'm sure back in the 30s and 40s there were others. Honest to God, I didn't know he was still alive until he passed away this week.
He did.
I had not heard about it.
He did. He was 82. So many of the wrestlers today, like The Rock, John Cena, they all said that he was the guy who inspired them. And he became a color commentator in WWE, but he left the company. He walked away. He was disillusioned with the drug use, steroid use, and he wouldn't even let them induct him into the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, he believed in the basic integrity of performance sports,
yes,
shall we say.
Here's a good one. The London Marathon has urged people to, quote, "reconsider fancy costumes in record heat," which I didn't realize this. Apparently, people dress up for the London Marathon a lot, even though running a marathon seems hard enough, let alone dressed like an elephant or something. But it's only going to be 74 degrees. Do you think they're overreacting?
Well, it's record heat if you're dressed like an elephant or a phone booth.
Charlie, I want to know, if you were running a marathon, what you would dress up as.
A dead person. And I would absolutely not need a costume by the 12th mile.
You would just be a dead person.
I would be a dead person,
That's
yes.
Great. That's really uplifting. The Reds fired their manager, Brian Price, this week. Team has been struggling. They have really abysmal pitching. They've made some incredibly terrible trades over the past few years, and the fans are pretty unhappy. Do you think firing Price is going to do anything?
Well, I mean, it'll keep the fans who are not showing up at the ballpark happy in their Barca loungers,
right,
for a few days, but this team just doesn't have any talent.
I know.
It's going to be a 4 or 5 year rebuilding plan for these guys.
That makes me sad. I mean, not really. I don't have a horse.
I was going to say, are you a lifelong Cincinnati Reds fan?
No, I just get sad for sad fans, you know? The Ringer's Kevin Clark recently wrote a piece that I found super interesting. He wrote about how the Browns have considered potentially drafting 2 quarterbacks because they have the first round first pick and the first round fourth pick. I mean, it's just ridiculous, but at the same time,
First of all, it's the Browns. They've
right,
probably considered drafting anything, anyone. They've probably considered drafting Beyonce,
yeah,
at this point. It's the Browns. They'll do anything. So sure, why not? Why not draft 2 quarterbacks? Somebody has to do it sooner or later.
Maybe you should be the quarterback for
the
Browns.
No, thank you. If I'm going to die, it's going to be in the London Marathon.
That's right. Sorry, you've already died in the marathon. So the Racing Sausages, those guys dressed up, or women, dressed up as hot dogs at Miller Park, fell in a chain reaction during the Brewers game recently, and I'm actually surprised that these guys don't fall over more often.
let's get the real sports stuff out of the way here. It left a two-horse race, and the Polish sausage won in the wire. The bratwurst and chorizo piled up, and one of them lost a shoe, and I don't know if that means they had to take the sausage back out and shoot it or grill it or something.
Charlie.
But it's not as good as the racing presidents at the national games.
I like the racing sausages more than the racing presidents.
No, I love the racing presidents because Teddy Roosevelt never wins.
It's true. You can find the sports writing of Charlie Pierce in Sports Illustrated from time to time, and he joins Bill Littlefield each week here on Only a Game. Thank you, Charlie.
Thanks, Charlotte.